The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, this is John Thompson from Katona, New York. As we speak, I'm halfway through a 23-mile training run, and while I'm doing it, I'm listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast. Thanks, bye.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 400 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show is just an amazing group of people, starting off with Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle. What have you been doing lately?
Oh, nothing. Just enjoying my summer vacation. That's about all. What about you?
Oh, you know, just...
passing the time away, listening to the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, trying to pass the time away.
Okay. Ready for a shout-out?
Sure.
Okay, my shout-out is to a superstar who is on vacation with three needy males, and her name is Audra Eliopoulos. Audra? We're pulling for you. We know you can make it through this vacation, right? Only one more week. She's the unsung hero of the Eliopoulos clan.
And one of those, it's funny because Chris texted me and Michelle this week. He's down in, and he was complaining about the Brazilians. And said, there's a million Brazilians down here. And I felt like saying, where have you been the last 30 years? We always have seen huge Brazilian tour groups down there. Anyways.
But he's self-medicating it.
He's self-medicating.
La Cava, right?
Yes.
All right.
That's right. He's a superstar. Anyways, in honor of his absence, it's up to me to come up with a song for our listeners out there. So, one of the songs I use, and I think this is another one that I stole from you, Michelle, it's called Dancing in the Light. And the artist that performs this song is N-Train. So what I will do is hear it in the background,
let everybody hear it.
I mean, post-production, you'll hear it. So people will know. So that's
I like that you think I listened to
this again. That's true. With us on the show, today is three very, very special. Well, actually, it's two. Two very special people, not three.
We couldn't find three special people.
We only find two. First and foremost, Becky Menken from Mouse Fan Travel and MEI Travel. Hello, Becky. Long time.
Hi. Back again. Why is it that I'm only here when Chris is gone? What is this? Because
maybe you're the same person.
Some people are just lucky.
Wait a minute.
It's one of those things that one appears when the other one isn't there.
I'm the seat filler. I figured it out. I am the seat filler for Chris Eliopoulos.
He's the seat filler.
I'm not exactly sure how that one works. I honestly think that even though when I booked him, you know, the resort that said on the confirmation, but I really do believe he probably is in a sleeping bag in La Cava. I really do believe that.
Could be.
How's the new house, Becky?
You know what? It's standing. It's dry now. You may have heard we had a little bit of a flood. The bad thing about having your laundry room in the second story is that sometimes things go a little awry and you end up in water with water down in your office, but everything is dried. We've got everything in and now it's just arranging. So I can't wait. I only have a little bit about a month before my travel season starts up again. And so I got to get this house in order, but you probably hear a little echoing. It's because I don't have anything up on the walls yet, but it's coming together slowly but surely.
Do you have a game room? Because I know you like gaming.
Yes. Well, it's my office, too, because okay. I got two curved monitors, 32-inch monitors in front of me, which are great for doing work and for
360
gaming.
Travel agenting.
I pretty much have a little bit of that. I've got a 50-inch TV and two two monitors in front of me, and so I am ready for any gaming that you want to bring it on. Wow. Come on, let's do this thing.
32-inch monitor. Like augmented any reality travel agent
Deb
planning.
Deb had a 32-inch monitor. Deb Wells.
I don't know.
Say, wow. we need to do some sort of MMO and, you know, play something together. Like the old times way back when, we used to play Doom. A whole bunch of us would get together.
We played Doom. Wow. Could we do like how to avoid pitfalls and traps in the Magic Kingdom, or, you know, how to get away from obnoxious tourists?
Now there is a game idea right there. Or, you know, there apparently is most likely a Pikachu running around somewhere too, if you need to grab somebody. And...
I wonder if people
that's
are
a very, very touchy subject in this house.
I wonder if
yes.
people
oh
are
my
playing
goodness
that
me.
In Disney World. I wonder if people are actually
see
playing
the places that I go.
Yeah.
In Disney World.
Think about that though. If they had a version of that had princesses that you could like capture characters around Disney World, no one would ever look at each other ever
Becky,
again.
This is it.
What?
How many people would do that?
Too many
that's
of
amazing.
Us. We would be banging into each other. Wait, hey, but no one would be in queue, in the lines anywhere because everyone would be chasing down little characters.
We'd be doing a service though, because look at all the dead bodies we'll find. People are finding dead bodies left and right.
Well, I know Chris would. We have to plan this game, and I know Chris would kill us if we talked about it.
That's true.
Planned it without him here.
Good. Let's talk about it.
All right, we'll move on to something else.
We have a very
we'll
patient other
this.
Guest on the show.
Also joining
all four
us,
of us need to come.
It's been too long since she has joined us, Eve Vanderpool from Monorail Media. Hello, Eve.
Hi, how are you?
How are things in Florida?
I was waiting quietly to chime in on the Pokemon hysteria, so. But
you guys know what happened to my son, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So incredibly sorry for that, and you know it's just like a modern. Oh God, it's awful.
Yeah, he didn't
Media
get a
rules
job
the world.
He was going for. So anyway, but guess what? I'll be in Epcot next week at this time.
Will you? Next Sunday.
Wow.
Yes, I know. Maybe I'll run into the Vanderpools.
Never know.
You certainly will.
All right.
Find you. So look for Michelle. If you happen to be down there, and no, maybe not. Look
no, you can look for me.
Yes, you'd be going down, and Chris will be coming back. So
yes, but I'll be there for a month.
I'll have to deal with
there for 2 weeks.
I mean, Chris, next week.
If you guys are the same people.
Anyways, in about 4 weeks, we will have our third annual fundraiser for our adopted charity, Give Kids the World Village in Kissimmee, Florida. This fundraising idea was first brought on by the lovely Phil Vanderpool 3 years ago when Phil risked...
That's Phil with two L's. You didn't
Phil
pronounce
with two
it correctly.
Phil with two L's. And Phil put life and limb on the line, and he decided to take on Stitch's Great Escape for some 12 to 14 hours. And he's still, I believe, Eve, is he still in therapy for that? I believe he is.
He is, and he actually passes by Stitch, and there's a whimper, and definitely some like twitching.
Yeah.
So you know, but the good news is the medication and ointment are working. So
the ointment, he breaks out into a rash.
Well, ointment makes it just sound so much more dastardly than it is, doesn't it? Like, oh, you need an ointment
he's
too.
Got chafing.
Like,
oh.
For more information,
ride induced chafing.
Man. For more information, go to YouTube and type in Phil ointment.
TMI. I think there's a little TMI.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
So, 2014, Phil did Stitch's Great Escape. Last year, it grew even more as we, on both coasts, Disneyland and Walt Disney World, the Give Kids the World challenge was Small World, and we had a great time. Most of us rode it most of the day. Two people, Dave Koch and
Kim Sharoff
were there for the whole time. And
kudos to them.
Yes, it was great. Yeah. I think Dave will be there this year. I don't think Kim will be there.
Wasn't it extra torture hours that night?
Extra torture hours, yes.
It was.
So this year, the festivities begin on Friday, August 19th, and the next day, August 20th, is the actual ride day. We brought Becky on because Becky is the hostess with the mostest, and we want to thank her for finding some great rates for those of you who have decided to come join us. And we hope you took advantage of Becky's hard work and was able to book a package with Becky, because I thought the rates were great. As a matter of fact, we changed our plans because of the just unbelievable things. Becky, those were great, great prices. And Michelle and I, as soon as we saw them, bang, we changed our plans right away because we thought, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to. Yeah, Beach Club.
I will tell you, any time that we have those group rates, you can get some screaming deals, and especially for the runners and the cheerers, especially that come down and take advantage of a lot of our group specials. We've been able to get 50, sometimes up to $100 or more dollars off per night in those really heavy travel times. So I'm really happy for the people who snagged those deals. They're pretty much gone. We can grab one or two if there's still availability, but I'm really thrilled for the amount of people who were able to get the rates that we did. And I did the same thing. I moved from one over to Beach Club too, because the rate was just too good to pass up.
Yeah, it was only an extra couple of dollars per night. And one of the things I think works in our favor, Becky, is that we're doing this after August 15th, and that in the past that used to be known as value season, right around August 15th, August 17th. So I'm sure that comes into the formula too. So we're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to staying at the Beach Club.
Mm-hmm.
Staying at the Beach Club. Okay.
Me too.
So let's get down to brass tacks. We are planning. First off, let's talk about Friday, August 19th. On five, Phil and I talked about in the past, we were talking about a Beverly Challenge, and we were going to do it during the day on Friday, August 19th, but we've had to change that. So for those of you who are curious to see how we are going to torture ourselves drinking Beverly, we will be doing this little challenge on Friday, August 19th at 5 o'clock.
We just changed the times.
Yes.
So at 5 o'clock.
It'll be 5 p.m. in Epcot Future World. I want to say Ice Station Cool. It's Club Cool.
So what you're saying is, when I'm flying down to Orlando, I should snag one of those barf bags that's in the seat back pocket.
Well, my condition is as is. I will be drinking a lot of water, so.
Okay.
So Phil and I will be entertaining everybody with.
So how many people do you think are going to be doing this, ladies? Are you going to be partaking?
In which part? Watching
the
or
drinking
of
the Beverly? Because you know, this is a clean podcast, but Eve is badass. She could probably drink both of you, all of you under the table.
I'm going to try.
She is Jersey girl badass. So.
Well, now I got to live up to that. Here I am, like, laying in bed with, like, my little fruity drink next to me. So I don't know. I love Beverly, though.
You do? See, there we go.
Yeah.
Smackdown.
I actually is coming out of retirement to do this, so hopefully I'm not going to ruin what's going to happen later on that night.
Yes. And so, well, you're saying coming out of retirement. How many is your record before you...
Boy, that's a good question.
The golden Beverly Cup.
I want to say 32 or 34.
Yeah, I think it was 32.
I'd like to go for 50, but we'll see.
Right.
The bathroom's close by. See.
Yeah.
I wonder if we should. Do we allow for bathroom breaks? I don't know if we do. I don't think we do.
Did you say bathroom?
Bathroom breaks.
He is. He's a Kennedy.
So fancy. Yeah. I go to the bathroom, but you go to the bathroom.
Bathroom.
So
there are no baths to be taken in Epcot. The other thing we'll be doing later on that night is
So if people want to participate, is this benefiting Give Kids the World in some way, or is this just a smackdown for the heck of it?
We would hope that people would pledge. So for every Beverly cup that Phil and I drink, we would like them to pledge a little bit of money. So for instance, let's say you, Michelle, said, I will give you 25 cents for every cup that you drink, and Phil. So if I drink 10 cups, that's That's $2.50. I didn't think there would be math.
Wow.
But, you know, so, I mean, or you can say a dollar.
Okay,
a dollar per drink, and we'll see how much money we can raise. I think.
But can any person jump in and do this?
Any person can jump in and drink with us, but I really, you know, I would encourage them to, if they want to do that, that was great. We welcome that, but we also want to, you know, the whole idea of doing this is to do even more than we can, you know, on Saturday to raise some more money for our room.
Can you put anything else in the cup, like some vodka or...
I like the way you think.
That's what you and I will be doing off on the side. We'll be making mixed drinks of the Beverly.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
All right. So anybody, it's 5 o'clock. It's at Club Cool. At least you and Phil donate what you want to.
Yes, we'll probably be meeting. I think what we'll do is we'll try to meet outside Club Cool at about 4:45 that evening. Just to, you know, let everybody know where we're going to be, look for us, and then we will go in at 5 o'clock and we'll see what we can do.
The sticky floor for
I would love to see Phil and I, don't tell Phil this, but I would love to see Phil and I combine for 100 cups.
100.
And let's see if we can do that. That's a
lot. My stomach hurts just thinking of
that's
that.
100 cups. I don't know. I'm guessing it's probably going to be more like probably 60 to 70, but that's a great... You know, that's 100 cups. So if we had like a total of a million people who said they're all going to give a dollar, that would be $1 million per drink.
That would be awesome.
That would be $100 million.
What?
Wow.
Anyways.
What kind of math? Okay, good.
Okay, All right, so that takes care of 5 o'clock now. Later on that night, we are going to have a small gathering. And Becky, would you like to address that small gathering?
Well, yeah, as part of the package, we also have first dibs into a Illuminations dessert party, which is happening on Friday, August 19th. As the package, people get a 24-hour heads up to get the tickets, and then any additional available tickets for the number of people that are allowed in the space that we've reserved will go on sale to anybody who would like to attend with us. And I believe that if all goes as planned, those tickets, the remaining tickets, will go on sale on Wednesday. As I look at my calendar, make sure I'm right. Wednesday,
yes.
July 27th at, what did we say?
We said 8 a.m.
8 a.m. Pacific time,
yeah.
11 a.m. Eastern.
You're right.
Da-da-da-da.
That's
so
right.
So we get to partake that evening, which I'm wondering, after all that Beverly... Then we're going to have you, like, take down rice, Mickey Krispy treats and cupcakes. And
then ride junk. Then ride a boat all day the next day.
I have a question for you three.
It's like the diabetes training plan.
Right. Pretty much, yeah.
I have a question for anybody who's never been to an Illuminations dessert party. Why would they want to go?
Well, as someone who has been to a lot of them, although I think Becky's been to a few more than I have, one of the nice things, and especially with this particular one, Becky, correct me if I'm wrong, this is going to be a very intimate dessert party. We're not going to have, there is limited space. What's nice about an Illuminations dessert party is, number one, you're not elbow to elbow with people. You're able to sit down and relax and enjoy the pre-show festivities. You have refreshments, especially during the summertime. You can enjoy the show. You don't have to stand in one place and get cramped. It's just a very, very different way of watching it. And for those who have never experienced a dessert party, I don't know how many I've gone to, a lot. I never get tired of them. It's just, and it's funny because I go there because it's just a very relaxing way of watching Illuminations. As much as, you know, I'm just like the next person, I love refreshments and treats and stuff. The big deal is being able to watch the show. And when you are able to do it in a venue like that, you actually get to see more than you would if you were lined up really close with people and lined up against Royal Showcase Lagoon. So,
yeah. There's a few great benefits for them. First of all, several of them you already mentioned, but you also don't have to worry about racing ahead an hour or 2 hours before the show to get a spot, because the spot is already reserved for you. It's a private location that you have to be part of our group to be able to attend. So you don't have to go wonder, you know, should I go an hour and a half and go try to find a spot to for a good view? You don't have to worry about that because the spot's already reserved for you. And then you're hanging with great friends. All of us are going to be there. The pre-festivities is not only just relaxing and having a good cup of coffee and some goodies, which, by the way, are nice and sugary and yummy, because that's my favorite part is the cookies.
And they go good with Beverly.
Apparently, you at least hope so. And then you get a great view, because the locations for the dessert parties are some of the best viewing locations, so you don't miss any of the show.
That's right. And while we're on this, Becky, I wanted to ask you, if someone listening to this podcast today who hadn't decided to go down all of a sudden said, you know, I think I do want to go down, can they still book? Are there any rooms left, or is that something that has gone by the wayside?
It totally depends on current availability. So they could go to the website, put in a quote request, and we'd be happy to check and see if Disney will allow us to add on to our current group contract, or we can book outside of the group as well, depending, but the rates may change because we are inside of 30 days of travel. Mm-hmm. So my long answer to your short question is that yes, they can still go depending on availability.
Okay. So that takes care of Friday night. Now, Eve, on Saturday is the big day. Do you want to tell everyone what we're doing on Saturday?
Yes. Well, we're going to arrive at the park for park opening. So I actually have to check and see what time.
It's I've already checked, and it's 8 o'clock. There's no magic hours. Well, it's a Saturday, so no magic hours for Magic Kingdom. I believe the gates open at 8, and the park is going to be open until midnight.
Okay, and so we will be riding not from 8 to midnight, and we won't be doing magic hours, even if there were, because not everyone will be staying necessarily on property. We have some people coming from, like, local areas. Mm-hmm. So it'll just be 8 to about 8 to 8 o'clock, 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. That's more than enough.
Yes. Yeah. I think actually the first year Phil did it, it was Stitch. And I want to say he rode from like 8 to like midnight or something crazy. Or maybe it was 9 to midnight. I forget. Yeah. But yeah. And that was just insane. And it has been so, so, so hot here. And a lot of the queue is outdoors, and obviously the ride is outdoors. So it's going to be even more important this year, more than ever, to really properly hydrate and make sure that, you know, you've got some good nutrition going on that day just to sustain the 12 hours, because it will be hot. Some of it might be in the sun as the queue tends to extend sometimes outside the turnstile. So but yeah, 8 to 8, and we'll meet right in front of the ride. I don't think we'll be a hard, we'll be an easy group to spot for sure. So,
yeah, one of the things you can do is go to junglecruisechallenge.com and get some of the gear, which is a really cool T-shirt designed by Chris Eliopoulos, and I know I'll be wearing mine. And
Mike will be wearing his.
I have a feeling Eve was going to wear hers. Becky, do you want one?
I guess I better order one,
Can we get one for you?
I'm sure I can.
All right.
I am right there at the website right now.
Very cool. So, yeah, you'll be able to spot us because they're tan and they have Jungle Cruise Challenge on them. And
but delivery time is really tight.
You got to get it soon. But anyway, but even if you're in line with us and you need to take a break from the sun or go to the bathroom or get something to eat, you don't have to get out of the queue and go right back to be part of the challenge.
Right.
We don't want people to feel like frat hazing.
No, Eve made a great point, and everybody who has been watching the weather this year knows how very warm the country's been, and I think it's a good idea that we limit it to 12 hours, and actually the limit it to 12 hours. But obviously the first couple hours and the last couple hours will be the the more comfortable hours the,
right.
during
but
the day.
People need to do what's best for them.
So we encourage everybody to hydrate, and you know, throughout the day there will be always be one of us on the boat, and you know, it'll be fun only if we're all in good shape and, you know, we don't overdo it. So we're looking forward to that also. But by stopping at 8 o'clock, we'll all be able to watch Wishes. So that's a good point.
I'm happy that these are tan, by the way. So kudos to whoever decided it shouldn't be a dark color. I'm just saying.
True. Why is that?
For the heat. So if you're wearing a dark shirt, boy, that the sun can just completely make you 10 degrees hotter than you actually are.
It's
so, and not in a good way.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, kudos to Becky, because it's like pulling teeth to get her to go to Florida in August, and only because this is for a
only
good
because
prize.
Of this. Yes. You know me that well, don't you? Because I do not go to Florida.
I know all your
in
secrets.
June, July, or August, unless it's, you know, someone like you, Mike. It's all for you.
I'm crying.
I will also put more of these details that we're talking about. I'll put that up on the website. So if anyone forgets or just needs confirmation or to share it with anyone via social media, that'll be possible. So
the other thing we wanted to say thank you for doing that, Eve. The other thing is that between now and that weekend, if there are other events that will be put together, we will announce it on one of the podcasts prior to August 20th. So keep listening, as you never know when we may come up with something that might be added to that weekend. I know that I'll be there early that week, and Michelle will be there early that week. So we may have something special put together, but we just want to remind everyone to keep listening and looking forward to seeing everybody and having fun. And I think it's going to be hilarious, because we know that the skippers who run the Jungle Cruise, they have a great sense of humor, and the more and more they see us, it's going to be fun. So we kudos to Phil, and when we get down there, we'll have to start talking about 2017, but I think we already may have something, and we'll just keep that under wraps for a while.
Let's get through this one first. Wow.
All right. So with that, we're going to close off. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Becky?
I'm excited. I'm just really excited to see this whole thing go down and watch everybody enjoy themselves, because I heard so many great things about last year. I can't wait to get there and see this.
And we'll try to tweet that day and send
out
social media.
We may decide that there are some other meets that we have while we're down there, too, and we will Let everybody know. We'll put that on social media.
And we also may do some live. Maybe we'll do some live live video and stuff like that. Eve, is there anything you'd like to add? And as you are the voice of Phil tonight.
I don't sound like him very much. But we're one of those couples that we're starting to look alike now. So that's interesting. actually, you know, one more thing is that if you can't make it down, you can also donate or even do the virtual run and get a
virtual ride.
Virtual ride, but well, you know, run, because we did last year with Small World. I think a few people had just run and like got the tech shirt, because I had, when I put up the shirts, I put up a tech version of it as well. Some people got the tech shirt and did like a virtual run and like ran that morning in the shirt, and people raised money for them to run. And so that's kind of how they did it at home. So, you know, that's always an option if you can't make it. You can just go outside in the middle of the day to simulate the Florida heat. You know, and just get really, really super sweaty. And then you'll kind of know what we've got going on. Maybe tell yourself some bad jokes like the skippers do, you know. But, yeah, so that's another way people can participate if they want.
We didn't even really talk about Disneyland, though. We need to mention crew over there.
Also want to remind everyone that this will also be taking place on the West Coast. So you may want to show up at Disneyland on that particular day, August 20th, and go to the Jungle Cruise, and you'll be participating out there as well as those who will be participating in Florida.
Yeah, and even if people are just in the parks and want to ride once and say hello, they can do that as well.
Absolutely. That sounds That sounds great. We had some people do that last year as well, so that was nice.
Yeah. You can sign up by going to junglecruisechallenge.com, and it'll be good because we'll get an idea of how many people to be looking for. Last year we had about, I don't know.
4,000?
Yeah, I think it was about 4,000.
No, we had about 860, I think. Well, maybe not. It's maybe 40. Maybe 40.
On both coasts?
Yeah. That's so good. And then we had virtual runners, too, so that helped.
Virtual runners. Okay, so we're all set. Before you know it, that day will be here. So I get it. Well, I have been hydrating. But we'll be hydrating and looking forward to seeing you guys and seeing everybody down there. And most of all, hoping to see how much funds we raise to help children who are guests of Give Kids the World
and their families,
give them something to smile about. Awesome. So thank you, Becky, for everything you do.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay,
I miss you guys.
Yes, we need to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. And Eve, thank you. Tell Phil we said hi, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you guys. I hope I can tell you guys apart, because I know that you're starting to morph and look like each other. So one of you runs faster than the other one.
Tell Maggie we said hi.
Maggie,
I will. That kid should be in bed. I hope so. But thank you so much for having me on. I look forward to seeing you guys. I'm very excited.
And before you know it, it'll be here. So for Becky Menken, for Eve Vanderpool, for Phil Vanderpool, wherever you are, because it was your brainchild, for Chris Eliopoulos, who is somewhere in Walt Disney World. For Michelle Scribner-McLean.
Under a table.
And for yours truly, Mike Scopa. We'll see you on the road, in the parks, and on the Jungle Cruise.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you'd like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.